welcome to the White House. It is an honor to be in the company of so many bright and distinguished Americans. Each of our honorees has been blessed with talent, and each has used their talent to the fullest. The work we honor today has improved the lives of people everywhere. It has helped move our economy forward and has helped make sure that America is the leader of innovation in our world. The medals are our nation's way of expressing gratitude to gifted and visionary citizens. I also appreciate the family members and friends who are here as well. I want to thank members of my cabinet who joined us, Secretary Gutierrez, Secretary Bodman. I want to thank Dr. Jack Marburger, who is the Director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy. I thank David Sampson from Commerce for joining us. I want to thank Dr. Arvin Bennett, the Director of the National Science Foundation, who's with us. Dr. Katie Olson, the Deputy Director of the National Science Foundation. I want to thank the representatives from the National Science Foundation and members of the Board of the National Science and Technology Medals Foundation. Those were the folks who decided that you won. I thank Dr. Bill Jeffrey, who's with us, Director of the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I want to thank the previous recipients of the National Medals of Science and Technology who joined us. Thank my friends, Congressman Sherry Bullard, as well as Dave Riker, and the United States Congress for being here. Thank you both for coming. Most of all, thank you all for joining us. The medals I'm about to present are the highest award a president can bestow for outstanding achievement in science and technology. They recognize work that has helped expand the horizons of human knowledge. The National Medal of Science honors those whose research has enhanced our understanding of life and the world around us. And the National Medal of Technology recognizes innovators whose work keeps America on the cutting edge with discoveries that change the way we live. The spirit of discovery is one of our national strengths. Our greatest resource has always been the educated, hardworking, ambitious people who call this country their home. From Thomas Edison's light bulb to Robert Ledley's CAT scan machine, most of America's revolutionary inventions began with men and women with a vision to see beyond what is and the desire to pursue what might be. Think back to how much this country has changed since we first created the National Medal of Technology in 1980. 25 years ago, most Americans used typewriters instead of computers. Most of us used payphones instead of cell phones. Most of us used carbon paper instead of laser printers. Most of us had Rolodexes. You might remember those. And on the long family trip, we played the license plate game. Now we're watching DVDs. Many technologies that are in our laboratories today will bring cures and technologies that are beyond our imagination. And we will then wonder how we ever lived without them. These kinds of changes are the result of years of hard work by American innovators like those we honor here today. Over the years, national science and technology laureates have been responsible for breakthroughs that revolutionized telecommunications, discovered the structure of DNA, led to the invention of the microchip. These laureates have done work that have revolutionized organ transplants and led to the development of global positioning systems and helps feed millions around the world. Our nation has a vital stake in the research and discovery that makes these advances possible. And so, in my State of the Union, I encourage our nation to stay on the leading edge of technology and education. I talked about an American Competitiveness Initiative that will double over the next 10 years the federal commitment to the most critical basic research programs in the physical sciences. I think that's a good use of taxpayers' money. 6 of today's 8 science laureates have benefited from past investment in this kind of research. If we want this country to be the most competitive country in the world, we have got to spend money now to make sure we stay on the leading edge of technological change. We also got to recognize that it's in the private sector where most money is spent on research and development, yet we unwisely have allowed the research and development tax credit to expire. The United States expects to remain competitive in a global economy. We must encourage our private sector to continue to invest in leading-edge technologies, and therefore we ought to make the research and development tax credit a permanent part of our tax code. Can't be the leading country in the world in science and technology unless we educate scientists and young mathematicians. And so as part of the competitive initiative, I'm going to work with the Congress to make sure we extend the same standards of in the No Child Left Behind Act that we apply to reading to math. The facts are that we're doing fine with fourth grade kids in math and science. Facts also are these, that we're falling off the face of the charts when it comes to eighth grade math. And we got to change that. And one of the sure ways to change that is to apply special money for kids who need extra help in junior high for math and science. We can't make sure our children have got math and science, fine math and science courses unless we've got teachers capable of teaching math and science. And one way to do that is to expand education to high school teachers in how to teach advanced placement. Advanced placement programs work. They make a significant difference in the lives of our children. And so by making sure more children, teachers can teach AP, this country will be better off in making sure that we've got the future scientists and mathematicians living right here in the United States of America. Another part of the initiative is to encourage school districts to recruit 30,000 math and science professionals to teach in our nation's classrooms. We want young kids to think math and science are cool subjects. That it's okay to be a mathematician. That it's exciting to be a scientist. And there's no better way to make sure that young students are encouraged to take math and science than to have successful scientists explain to our students. It's just the wonders of exploration. You know, I was out in Albuquerque and had a good visit in Intel. They've got an interesting program. They provide incentives for their employees to go into the classrooms of local high schools and community colleges to say to youngsters, join us in these exciting fields. The exciting jobs of the 21st century are going to be in math and science. And the American people must understand that if we don't educate our kids in math and science, the jobs are going to go elsewhere in the years to come. The competitive initiative recognizes we're great when it comes to research and development. We intend to stay that way. But we also got to be great when it comes to making sure our students have got the skills necessary to compete in the 21st century. I appreciate the work that today's laureates are doing to inspire young scientists. We've got some young scientists from Benjamin Banneker High School with us. Thank you all for joining us. I appreciate you being here. I hope that you are inspired by the examples of excellence and success that you see right here in this ceremony today. You know, it's interesting. People generally do not pursue a career in science or technology with the goal of fame. I'm kind of trying to change that today. The work of discovery is quiet and often solitary. Yet all Americans benefit from your imagination and your talent and your resolve. And so today we're here to say thanks for what you've done. Thanks for helping improve the quality of life in this country. Thanks for inspiring others. Congratulations on your medals, and now the military aide will read the citations.
job. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Kenneth J. Arrow for his contributions to the field of economics, exemplified by his work on general equilibrium theory, social welfare theory, endogenous growth theory, health economics, and information economics. Norman E. Borlaug. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Norman E. Borlaug for his success in breeding semi-dwarf, disease-resistant high-yield wheat and instructing farmers in its cultivation under harsh growing conditions, thus providing a new high-quality food source for millions of people around the world. Robert N. Clayton. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Robert N. Clayton for his contributions to geochemistry and cosmochemistry that provided major insights into the evolution of the solar system through his discoveries of non-mass-dependent isotope shifts in meteorites. Edwin N. Lightfoot. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Edwin N. Lightfoot for his innovative research and leadership in transport phenomena focusing on biochemical and biomedical engineering with applications to blood oxygenation, bioseparation techniques, and diabetic responses. Stephen J. Lippert. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Stephen J. Lippert for pioneering research in bioinorganic chemistry, which enriched our understanding of how metal compounds interact with DNA, provided important synthetic models for the active sites of metalloproteins, and elucidated key structural and mechanistic features of methane monooxygenase. Philip A. Sharp. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Philip A. Sharp for his contributions to understanding the biochemical pathways of RNA interference phenomena and for his use of RNA interference techniques to perform genetic analysis in mammalian cells. Thomas E. Starzl. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Thomas E. Starzl for his pioneering work in liver transplantation and his discoveries in immunosuppressive medications that advanced the field of organ transplantation. Dennis P. Sullivan. The 2004 National Medal of Science is awarded to Dennis P. Sullivan for his achievements in mathematics, including solving some of the most difficult problems and creating entirely new areas of activity, and for uncovering striking, unexpected connections between seemingly unrelated fields. Ralph H. Baer. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to Ralph H. Baer for his groundbreaking and pioneering creation, development, and commercialization of interactive video games, which spawned related uses, applications, and mega industries in both the entertainment and education realms. Roger L. Easton. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to Roger L. Easton for his extensive pioneering achievements in spacecraft tracking, navigation, and timing technology that led to the development of the Navistar Global Positioning System. Henry L. Nordhoff. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to GenProbe Incorporated for the development and commercialization of new blood testing technologies and systems for the direct detection of viral infections, including identification of West Nile virus and simultaneous identification of HIV-1 and hepatitis C virus in plasma of human blood and organ donors prior to transfusion. Nicholas M. D'Onofrio. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to IBM Microelectronics Division for four decades of innovations in semiconductor technology that has enabled explosive growth in both information technology and consumer electronics, through the development and fabrication of smaller, more powerful microelectronic devices. Chrissy England and George Lucas. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to Industrial Light and Magic for 30 years of innovation in visual effects technology for the motion picture industry. Padmashri Warrior. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to Motorola Incorporated for over 75 years of achievement and leadership in mobile communications and for the development of innovative technologies that allow people to seamlessly connect with their world. C. Pigga. The 2004 National Medal of Technology is awarded to PACCAR Incorporated for pioneering efforts and industry leadership in the development and commercialization of aerodynamic lightweight trucks that have dramatically reduced fuel consumption and increased the productivity of the U.S. freight transportation system.
Again, thank you for coming. A little reception back here for the honorees and their families. Proud to have you here in the White House. May God continue to bless our great nation.